This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Talk Live. We're launching into the third hour of the program. We're talking about Who is America, the Sacha Baron Cohen show that aired its first season. I believe it completed airing those this week on the Showtime Network. With you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Conan.
And Daryl.
And now being sued by Roy Moore, the former judge in Alabama, and his wife for ostensible fraud, for alleged intentional infliction of emotional distress and defamation in a 10-page lawsuit that I have a copy of here, courtesy of, I think it was, let's see here, WashingtonExaminer.com reporting on this story, where, for those of you just tuning in, we're playing the actual clip from Showtime's YouTube channel. And so anybody can go and see this without actually having seen the full show. It's a 5-minute interview with Roy Moore where they ostensibly invited him to D.C. on an all-expenses-paid trip to receive what was supposed to be a 70-year award, celebrating the 70 years of Israel, allegedly, and celebrating Roy Moore's continued support for that particular state. That was the ruse under which he was brought into this particular studio with Sacha Cohen, who is in a heavy amount of facial makeup as Colonel Ehran Morad and using a ridiculously heavy accent the entire time.
And ridiculously heavy eyebrows.
Yes, yeah, very heavy makeup, very heavy accent, and it's pretty entertaining stuff here. And I did comment off the air that of all of the Ehran Morad clips in this season, because I've seen all of the season at this point, and it's excellent, I highly recommend it, this is actually one of the more tame clips. This is one of the more, I would say, least outrageous of the clips, because this is one of the few clips where Ehran Morad is kind of just making fun of his victim, whereas in the other ones, like where he invites this state representative from Georgia to take his clothes off, or at least drop his drawers,
right,
to be nude, basically.
He encourages him to expose his buttocks.
To scream the N-word, to take pictures underneath a burqa with a selfie stick while talking like a Chinese person. I mean, the guy does ridiculous things.
Kung Pao chicken?
Yeah, that's what he says at one point. And so usually Ehran Morad is just showing these people being ridiculous in pursuit of supposedly anti-terror or stopping people from coming across the border,
right,
or whatever. So this is actually one of the more tame clips. Anyway, we're about halfway through. Most of it so far has just been set up, where they're talking about Alabama and how freedom-oriented it is and why they love Israel so much.
There was a jab at the old Jim Crow South.
Yeah, there was a jab at Alabama loving freedom and being in favor of equality,
yeah,
or something. And then The colonel here, Sacha Cohen's character, starts to build up to the actual joke on Roy Moore, which is that he starts talking about this technology they have to detect tunnels, and then he says, oh, well, we've modified the technology to detect pedophiles, sex offenders, and that's where we pick up the clip here from Showtime on their YouTube channel.
So in Israel, they have developed a machine that is used in schools and playgrounds to detect anyone coming in, and if they detect a pedophile, the one that alerts the law enforcement and schools within a 100-mile radius. It is very, very simple to use. You just switch it on.
Now, he's pulling out one of those wands like you see at a security checkpoint or at the airport.
All right.
Normally, these are magnetometers. They detect metal. But in this case, it's ostensibly to detect some sort of pheromone or whatever.
And because neither of us are sex offenders, then it makes absolutely nothing.
So he's waving it on himself, the colonel here, the character of Sacha Cohen, waving it on himself, and then
just put it on, you put it nearby,
Wait, he waves it on Roy Moore.
Let's see, hold on. It must be faulty. It's malfunctioning. I'm sure it will do the same with the other guy here. Chezi?
Yeah.
Let me just see.
He calls over a crew member to test it on him. Clear. And of course, they're showing Roy Moore's reactions here to all of this, and he's just sort of quietly, wide-eyed, looking as this goes on.
Sorry, is this your jacket?
Yes.
Did you lend the jacket to somebody else, maybe?
No. I've been married for 33.
Sure.
I never had an accusation of such things.
I am not accusing you at all. This is
well,
not
then, if this is an instrument, certainly I'm not a pedophile, okay?
No, but the machine is...
Well, I don't know. Maybe Israeli technology hasn't developed properly.
This is 99.8% accurate. Well, it is not saying that you are a pedophile, of course not.
I am simply cutting this conversation right now.
No.
Thank you.
Have you been...
Been nice.
Been
I support Israel. I don't support this kind of stuff. Thank you.
No, I'm not saying that you're a sex offender at all.
That's the end of the clip.
And do we know when this was filmed?
It says in the article that it was earlier this year. So like February or something like that.
So earlier this year, which would be 2018, there were accusations that came out about Roy Moore in 2017.
Correct.
And just before he got up and ended the interview, he says, I've never been accused and accusations.
He's been accused plenty of times.
Yes.
Yeah.
All of which happened before this was filmed.
I understand.
Yeah, it actually had a list of the women's. It was like 12 women accused him of some type of inappropriate actions.
Yeah, it says here it took place approximately, this is from the lawsuit itself, yep. Paragraph 15. It says the interview took place on February 14th of 2018.
Yep, and February 14th, 2018 is well after that special election where he ran for U.S. Senate and there were all kinds of accusations.
Yeah. Now, just to be clear, if Roy Moore was attracted to teenage girls, that doesn't make him a pedophile. That would make him a febophile or a febophile or however it is you pronounce it. But regardless, it's still a funny joke. I don't mind seeing politicians getting picked on like this. And let's look at the legal questions in this case. Does Judge Roy Moore, the former Judge Roy Moore, does he have any claim to defamation given that he is a public personality? Because the kind of the history of court cases of public personalities claiming, well, you hurt my reputation. You said things about me that weren't true. Well, you're able to legally say, and this isn't legal advice, this is my understanding, you're able to make statements about public personalities, and they really don't have much recourse against you in court.
So what his wand said, because he didn't actually say anything,
his wand denied it.
Rob Roy, you are a pedophile. So is that
who is Rob Roy?
Roy Moore. Rob Roy is a drink, right?
It was a movie.
Or a
about
movie.
Rob Roy.
All right, anyways, this guy from Alabama, the wand was waved.
Yep.
Sasha didn't say anything except that, you know.
I think the thing is malfunctioning.
Right. Oh, no, you're not a pedophile. I would never say that.
But because he set it up and we know the case now, he actually did say, but not in so much words, dude, you're a pedophile.
Said it without saying
it.
Right.
Now, he's a public figure.
It's the same way a lot of the conspiracy theorists will say things while asking questions.
He's a public figure, and so now can he get away with this? Is this legit?
Can Cohen get away with saying that he's a pedophile? I would think he can get away with actually coming right out and saying it, which he didn't do in this particular clip. The character, you know, acts shocked and acts like, you know, oh, well, this must be a malfunction.
But now, if this actually goes to court, could he argue
it's
that?
It's going to court. I mean, it's been fine.
Unless it gets settled out.
It could get kicked out.
should get settled out.
They're looking for $95 million.
The judge could wind up saying, you have no standing to bring this case.
Right.
There are all kinds of things in federal court that could happen without there ever being an actual court hearing.
Let's look further into the case here. You're welcome to share your thoughts. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Again, the Moore and his wife alleging three different allegations here. Fraud, now that's, I think, probably the strongest argument, and we'll talk a little bit further about that. Defamation and also infliction of emotional distress. More coming up. Free Talk Live.
Zencash has changed their name to Horizon to better represent their transition from a cryptocurrency to a pioneering platform that protects consumer data. They're working towards the day when anyone will be able to build privacy-based applications on the Horizon platform and generate income from them. This will allow Horizon to bring thousands of real-life services to the community. Services that provide freedom, utility, and privacy. Learn more at horizon.global and join the Horizon community. Horizen.global.
What's more profitable, running your business or doing bookkeeping? Doing your business, of course, but you want to keep your books so that you can maximize your tax savings, right? What if I told you that there's a person that's a bookkeeper, accountant, and law school graduate that's also a hardcore libertarian?
My name is Melanie Johnson, and I hate the states. I will aggressively help you to minimize your tax exposure and maximize profits, all while staying within the law.
Melanie's your best choice for your taxes and bookkeeping needs. Go to tax.freetalklive.com and check out our website, tax.freetalklive.com.
Do you operate a retail business and are looking for a solution for point-of-sale cryptocurrency acceptance? It's never been easier thanks to AnyPay.global. There's no paperwork or approval process to open an account. If you already have a tablet, you're almost done. Just sign up at AnyPay.global, drop your personal crypto wallet addresses on the setup page, and then load the app. That's it. You're accepting cryptocurrency like Bitcoin and Dash at your store. Get started now at AnyPay.global. AnyPay.global.
Bitcoin.com wants you to know about SaveItPurse.com. Since launching in 2014, over 200,000 users have saved an average of 15% for a combined $4 million using Bitcoin, or BTC. And now, you can use Bitcoin Cash, BCH, to fund your account. You can save between 5 to 33% on things you're going to buy anyway when you shop using SaveItPurse.com. Add items to your cart, fund your account, select your discount, and save. SaveItPurse.com. Save ATPurse.com.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. Dial in toll-free. Join us here. You can talk about whatever's on your mind. We're doing a little analysis here of the case, if there is one. against Sacha Cohen, Showtime Networks, and CBS, filed by Roy Moore and his wife and their attorney, demanding $95 million in damages. A 10-page lawsuit alleging three different things. One, that there was defamation of Roy Moore, the former judge of Alabama and the right-wing guy that lost the election, the special election in 2017. Intentional infliction of emotional distress, so-called, and also alleged fraud. And that's what we're talking about here tonight regarding the Showtime program Who is America, which just wrapped up its first season. I believe it was earlier this week. 7 episodes, all of them were fantastic. I highly recommend. If you thought it was a funny clip that we played earlier, like I said, that one's pretty tame compared to some of the things that happened in this season. It's a great program. And this is the first lawsuit that's been publicized. Maybe there are others who are going to jump on the Sue Cohen bandwagon here.
But I thought I saw something about Sarah Palin saying she was filing suit or something.
Well, in this case, they actually point out in the lawsuit that they did send a threatening letter to Showtime in advance after they determined that they'd been duped, because they got tricked. And then after determining that, they realized who they were tricked by, and they sent a notice to Showtime saying, you better not air that.
Has the Sarah Palin one come out yet?
I haven't seen it.
I might be saving that for last because it might be the best.
Well, the season's over, so they may be saving it for season 2, or maybe it was just not good enough and it was on the cutting room floor.
Or maybe
Deadline Hollywood has a story from August. August 6th, headline, Sacha Baron Cohen interview with Sarah Palin may not air on Who is America. After former Alaska governor and vice presidential candidate Sarah Palin accused Sacha Baron Cohen of duping her and that he was a handicapped U.S. military veteran during an interview, Showtime president of programming Gary Levin hinted at TCA that the segment may not even air on the series Who is America.
Interesting.
He told reporters.
Question, was it bad or did they get to him?
He told reporters, all I can say about that is that there are several people who have thrown themselves in front of the buses that may not be heading their way. And the chief reason why the Palin interview may not make a future episode's final cut is because Sacha Baron Cohen, quote, is always refining the final product because he has a very high bar.
Yeah, it may not have been funny enough.
Yeah.
So let me continue here with the allegations. Again, the first one here in this case is the alleged defamation. And as we've pointed out, it's very, very hard. And I forget the exact standard, but it's a very, very high standard that has to be met of, like, you know, ridiculous damage or something. There's some legal term that we don't have Melanie here with us tonight, so I don't know what it is. But if you're a public personality, basically, you don't have standing to say, so-and-so said that naughty thing about me, and I got my feelings hurt. It hurt my reputation. Well, sorry, you're a public figure. You don't have the same level of protection that a private person does.
So, according to the Wiki article...
About
defamation, specifically for public figures.
Mm-hmm.
It says in the context of defamation actions, libel and slander specifically, as well as invasion of privacy, a public figure cannot succeed in a lawsuit on incorrect, harmful statements in the U.S. unless there is proof that the writer or publisher acted with actual malice, knowing the falsity or by reckless disregard for the truth.
Right. And again, even in this particular case, the statements that were made on the air were, oh, no, it must be a faulty device. Right. So
right.
The suggestion here, they're going to have to argue that the device itself as a ruse, the device itself, again, that it was supposed to detect pedophiles, allegedly, this device was the accusation itself. And they could try to make that accusation, but it's a very high bar to reach, and it's very rare that anybody ever actually...
And even though this guy hasn't been accused by all these women, at least 8 of them that I'm seeing, could that play into Sasha's defense where, you know, everyone and her sister and their aunt and their cousins are accusing you as a...
Right, he can bring all that up in court, right?
As a predator.
Wouldn't he be able to... Oh, yes, definitely.
Right. Definitely. In front of a jury, which they're requesting a jury.
Right, for. And I'm reading here the filing, line 27, or actually like point number 27, which is the second item under first cause of action, defamation per se. Defendant Cohen and his agents, including defendant Showtime and CBS, made false and defamatory statements concerning Judge Moore by calling, representing, and publishing within the district, the nation, and the world with malice that Judge Moore, a pedophile and a sex offender on Who Is America. So Roy Moore is saying that Sacha Baron Cohen called him a pedophile.
Which, didn't.
If you watch the clip, he said, no, this
malfunctioning.
Must be malfunctioning. Right. It's 99.8%.
And remember, the judge telegraphed his move by sending the threatening notice to Showtime saying, you better not air this. So you know Showtime said, all right, get the lawyers on the line.
Yep.
Okay, we need to go over this here. We'll just double-check this,
can
make sure.
Can we win this?
Do we have a case here, or should we cut this thing out and or recut the, re-edit the thing?
Right.
So maybe they did do some re-editing. Who knows?
Number 30, defendants acted with actual malice insofar as they knew that the statements made against Judge Moore were false and or recklessly disregarded their falsity.
Well, how would they know they're false? I mean, because as you pointed out, there are a lot of allegations about Roy Moore. Now, of course, you could point out again, as I pointed out, that, well, if he's hitting on a teenager, then it's not technically pedophilia. But regardless, they didn't make any accusations. They played some news clips where accusations of abuse, sexual assault
didn't
were made.
The BP thing was also sex offender, not just pedophile.
You might be right. But it was mostly talked about as though it were a pedophile detector.
Right. If you're groping someone, it doesn't matter what their age is. If they don't consent to the groping, that is sexual assault.
And is that what was alleged on Roy Moore, is that he actually assaulted these women?
I think there were some allegations of inappropriate touching.
There's inappropriate touching, kissing, shirt removals, and words. But I don't think that was actually any sexual assault.
Right. So to say that it's malice to draw a conclusion from the allegations that have been put out there, they've got a very high bar to cross to prove defamation in this
right.
case. And it's very rare that public personalities succeed.
The second cause of action is intentional infliction of emotional distress, which is tied so closely to the first that I don't know if he will succeed on these first two.
Right.
The third cause of action is fraud, which...
Now, this is an interesting question, because earlier in, before they get to the causes of action, at point number 24, it says here that we informed Showtime and Cohen that Judge Moore, the release that he had signed was obtained through fraud and was therefore void and inoperative. Now, typically when you get interviewed by media, they do have you sign a release form, which specifies who it is that's doing the interviewing. In this case, it was a fake Israeli news agency that they concocted that was doing this. And so...
I'd like to see the release as part of the evidence.
Right, and if you're a public personality, does it really matter if you sign a release? There's more coming up here. It's Free Talk Live.
When you use public Wi-Fi, hackers and identity thieves can see anything you do online. Embarrassing photos, your web history, even your passwords. That's why I use private internet access to encrypt my internet connection for less than 10 cents a day. Sign up now at privateinternetaccess.com, and in just a few minutes, you'll be browsing anonymously and only sharing what you want to share. privateinternetaccess.com. It's time to protect your online privacy.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
USA Radio News.
Tropical Storm Gordon weakened into a tropical depression, but it is still bringing heavy rain, wind, and possible tornadoes to parts of Alabama and Mississippi. With the hurricane season just beginning, this Gulf Coast resident says this is par for the course.
Anything on the west side is constantly washed. The roads are torn up. It's being rebuilt.
The moisture from the storms is expected to continue north and east and make it all the way up to Rochester, New York this weekend. Judge Brett Kavanaugh's confirmation hearing is also going on today on Capitol Hill.
If confirmed to the Supreme Court and as a sitting judge, I owe my loyalty to the Constitution. That's what I owe loyalty to. And the Constitution establishes me as an independent judge, bound to follow the law as written.
Facebook and Twitter CEOs are also testifying today on Capitol Hill as well. This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can join us here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. We're analyzing the case here, if there is one, and it's a pretty weak one in my opinion, but I'm not an attorney, and neither is anybody else in the room. But we've seen some of these cases like this come up before.
We occasionally play one on the radio.
And get shot down. In this case, though, it's by an attorney. It's by Judge Roy Moore. And, of course, he's got his own attorney who filed this particular case on behalf of Moore and his wife against Sacha Baron Cohen. The Showtime networks and CBS networks is sort of jointly and severally. They're trying to get $95 million for hurting their feelings, basically, and ostensibly destroying their reputation in one fell swoop in a five-minute segment in a half-hour-long show that aired on the Showtime network this summer. On Who is America, the seven-episode series. It was episode number 3, and they don't like that it was suggested that Roy Moore might be a pervert, might be a pedophile, and despite the fact that for months in the news media in the United States, he was being, you know, attacked with all kinds of allegations about him actually committing sexual assault against
And all women. Of these allegations happened like 6 months before this meeting.
Correct, but he's acting like this one thing, this one Showtime piece has destroyed their reputation, which is, of course, ridiculous on its face.
Right.
And he doesn't deserve his reputation because he's just a public figure, and you can pretty much say anything you want to about public figures for the most part.
And, Ian, go back and read that clause 24 or point 24 in this
Yes.
Case.
So this is from
and
the 10th
page. I want to read point 40.
24, in the preemptive notice, defendant CBS, Showtime, and thus Cohen were informed that the release that Judge Moore had signed was obtained through fraud and was therefore void and inoperative.
And point number 40, which is under fraud, says defendant Cohen and his agents, including Showtime and CBS, knowingly made false material representation that the show segment that Judge Moore was to appear on was being produced by Yerushalayim TV, when in fact it was being produced by Showtime and CBS as part of their latest project, Who is America?
And so you did some digging.
I did some digging, and I found a business filing for Yerushalayim TV, LLC.
Well, wait a minute. They claim here in point number 15 that it doesn't actually exist, but you found a filing.
Oh, it does, yes, in Wyoming.
Initial
filing date, October 6th, 2017.
Right.
Standing, good.
Mm-hmm.
Formed in Wyoming. Piece. Principal office, 900 Wilshire Boulevard, Suite 1000, Beverly Hills, California. Now, I couldn't find anything tying that location to anyone necessarily, other than, like, it's apparently just like a bunch of business offices.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing strange. That happens all the time, right?
Sure.
So then I click. There's different things, additional details, history, public notes, parties. The organizer of this LLC is a woman named Jennifer Wallace. Address, 801 South Figueroa Street, 15th floor, Los Angeles, California, 90017.
Not a real Israeli-sounding name there.
Doesn't matter.
Right.
Let me just do a search for this lady. And the address. I didn't search for the address.
Mm-hmm.
When I searched for her, and it came up with a law firm, Manning & Cass, Elrod Ramirez, Truster, LLP, Attorneys at Law. Click on locations. Golly gee, don't you know? Los Angeles. Their office is at 801 South Figueroa Street, 15th floor, Los Angeles, California. So, sounds to me like Showtime and CBS had their lawyers create this television company as an LLC. So, this company exists. So, my thought initially was, I wonder if the release that he signed had, you know, CBS or Showtime written in, like, small print somewhere.
But even if it didn't...
But it doesn't matter.
It shouldn't
because
matter, no.
It shouldn't.
Right.
But for a CYA purpose, you want to, if you're doing something
yeah, it would help.
To where you think that there might be a lawsuit,
yeah.
You want that release. So let's just say that the release at the top had in big letters, Yerushalayim Television, it's an actual thing that exists that was created before he signed that release.
Well, right. So let's point this out, though. It's important to clarify. Even though Yerushalayim doesn't actually likely have any real offices anywhere.
Doesn't or matter.
It's a real thing in the world of legal land.
Yes.
Meaning that it's as real as any other corporation. Showtime Networks, CBS Networks.
It's as real as any DBA.
Right. So, for those that don't know, a corporation is just a file folder. It's just a piece of paper. It's a what they call a legal fiction. It's fantasy created by the lawyers in the United States and in other countries. And usually these corporations exist to protect. The corporations exist to obscure, in this case.
And also to, in a lot of cases, to make it easier to actually function. To where if every stockholder for Walmart had to sign every paycheck, which is what would happen if Walmart weren't organized as a corporation with a treasurer, nobody would ever get a paycheck.
Sure. I mean, there would probably be some sort of organizational thing that would be acceptable even in the absence of a government corporation. But regardless, these corporations exist to protect. To protect people who know what they're doing. In this case, attorneys.
Right.
And so, attorneys for Showtime, allegedly, created this corporation.
I'm just presuming that this company is the legal firm for Showtime,
right.
Or one of several, because, you know, they
which
probably
just means,
have several.
So, Showtime is a subsidiary of CBS Networks.
Yes.
Meaning that CBS owns Showtime. That means that if this was Showtime who created, you know, whatever it was, Yerushalayim TV, that means that Yerushalayim TV, that corporation, is a project of Showtime. That's a subsidiary of Showtime. So it does exist just as much as any other corporate entity exists. So the idea that that was fraud legally doesn't really hold water.
Yeah.
And so there is that point. So it actually exists. So what was that, number 15?
That was early, that was just an earlier
point. It doesn't work. But if
15 and 40.
But if the standard consent form that Roy signed is anything like the Borat consent form.
Which you pulled up.
Which I was able to find. Number 4 on this thing. The participant specifically, but without limitation, waives and agrees not to bring at any time in the future any claims against the producer or against any of its aggressors or licensees or anyone associated with the film. That includes the assertions of, I'm going to skip all the way down to D, intrusion, such as any alleged offensive behavior or questioning of any invasion of privacy, or E, false slight, such as any allegedly false or misleading portrayal of the participant.
And this is why the fraud allegation here is so important, because he's saying, you got me to sign this under false pretenses, so therefore the entire agreement that I signed that I wouldn't sue you is invalid.
But, I mean, say it was a legit news corp. Would that even be included in their standard consent form, where we could mislead your portrayal or the portrayal of the participant, and you can't do anything about it? Is that in a regular...
What was the fraud, right? So they ostensibly brought him in here to give an award. They took, Judge Moore, we would love to have you come. We're going to pay you to come to Washington, D.C., which they did.
And it was probably an award.
We were going to give you this. Well, ostensibly the award was going to be given to him during this interview, but he stormed out of the interview.
Right.
So even if they never even had the award made up, he never found that out because he didn't stick around for the whole thing if there ever was, you know, intended to be an award presentation. Maybe they would have given him an award at some point during this. So, okay, yeah, he didn't get the award, but he didn't stay on through the interview, so he broke the agreement, you know, halfway through. What's the fraud here? Again, Jerusalem TV exists as a corporate entity. He was dealing with people from that corporate entity. There's not much of an entity there, but legally it exists. So, good luck to him on his
There's
lawsuit.
A couple more points I want to bring up here in the suit.
I don't think he has a case, and I don't actually mean good luck. I hope he gets kicked out of
Karma.
Court.
Karma.
Yeah, for sure. There's more coming up here in moments. Your calls, thoughts, also welcome. Free Talk Live.
On August 24th, 1992, 20 eager Cardozo law students filed into a small room to kick off the first day of Barry Scheck and Peter Newfield's Innocence Project clinic. After years as public defenders in New York City, Barry and Peter started the clinic to review cases of people in prison who could prove their innocence using DNA testing. What they thought was a few hundred cases turned out to be thousands and a clear sign that the system needed repair. At the time, no one imagined that Barry's and Peter's vision would evolve into a national organization with the power to reform the criminal justice system 26 years later. Since that August day in 1992, there are now 565 Cardozo Law School clinic students trained, and the Innocence Project has celebrated 208 exonerations. They've also worked together to pass over 150 laws in the U.S. to help prevent wrongful convictions. You can support the Innocence Project by going to run.freetalklive.com. That's run.freetalklive.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves here in these remaining moments. We've got enough time for you. If you want to weigh in on the first lawsuit against the Who Is America show, at least the first one that we've heard about, Sacha Baron Cohen's new show on Showtime just wrapped up its first season, 7 episodes. It's fantastic. I highly recommend you check it out. Conan said he was he didn't want to watch it, but you were cracking up at this this Judge Roy Moore clip, which we played for you here on
CN
the air.
Folks, regular folks. Well,
he's
this
not
guy,
a regular
this guy
person.
Is a regular, but
he's scum. He's a judge.
But
he's a politician. On top of that,
the history of this for me comes
worst.
From the old Candid Camera shows where they just get people doing regular folk doing just nonsense, and this is just the same thing. It's cringeworthy.
Well, Candid Camera's
more
funny.
Seeing how stupid people will be if you just entice them and coerce them into duping them.
And give them a nice trip to Washington,
yeah,
D.C.
Exactly.
To give them an award for support of Israel, which was the ostensible reason why Roy Moore came out there, under belief that he was going to get this award.
Yep.
And he
caught on pretty quick, too.
Yeah, he walks out of the interview about 4 minutes, 4.5 minutes into it. Once he realized that he'd been set up and something was very amiss
right.
here. But ultimately, claiming that he's been defamed, claiming that there's been damages.
And fraud,
and
allegedly.
Fraud, and that's what we've been looking at here. And we disagree, I think that the
yeah.
three of us, that he was told that he was going to be interviewed by this ostensibly fake television organization out of Israel, which I've forgotten the name of, Yeheshalom or something like
yeah.
that.
So
but they do exist. I mean, it's a
right.
corporation. It's a front corporation. There's not really much behind it, except for some attorneys, probably who work for Showtime,
probably
or whatever. But ultimately, there is a corporation filed in Wyoming, so
right.
that's real,
and
as real as any other corporation.
Well, one thing that's interesting, or actually, you know. 2 points here that, or he has them as 2 points. It's sort of one simultaneous
in the complaint.
Point.
In the
complaint
suit,
right? And this is rather interesting. Point 44: Defendant Cohen, while in disguise, further made false and fraudulent representation that he was Aaron Morad in order to trick Judge Moore into speaking with and to be interviewed by him. 0.45. Had plaintiffs known that Aran Marad was defendant Cohen, Judge Moore would never have agreed to be interviewed and for Mrs. Moore to be present and at a minimum have terminated the interview immediately.
Now, this is an interesting claim because at its, you know, on its face, it alleges that theater is fraud.
Right. I knew who Sacha Baron Cohen was, and I didn't want to be on TV with him. And had I known that this character was Sacha Baron Cohen, I never would have agreed.
So, and that may be true, that he may never would have agreed to that. But
it's not just a claim that theater is fraud. It's a claim that improv theater is fraud.
Well, there is improv going on here. I mean, certainly a lot of it was planned out in advance, obviously, but he was improvising on the scene during the interview. But to allege that playing a character, putting on some makeup, and playing pretend is fraud, or that theater, or putting on a performance, is tantamount to fraud.
Roy Moore should sue the producers of Lassie because he was emotionally distressed that Timmy fell down the well.
There you go.
Timmy didn't exist. There was no well. I'm heartbroken over this fraud. Give me money.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you knew what you were getting into when you went to that movie theater to watch all that. Whereas this
I thought it was a documentary about a boy and his dog.
You got all that from the trailer? I didn't get that message. I got something else completely.
I'm heartbroken and devastated.
So I don't think there's much of a case here. It's going to be
nor do I.
It's going to be interesting to watch to see how far this gets, if it will even make it into, you know, depositions, or at what point this case will end up getting tossed on its butt.
Yeah, and like I said, you know, I'm probably not going to wind up subscribing to this on Pacer or whatever, mm-hmm. but it would be interesting to see what does the actual waiver, what did that release say?
Right.
Did it say you can't sue us? Which, Conan, you read the thing from Borat, where it said you can't sue us.
And you know, I mean...
Even if we make false allegations about you.
Yeah. Judge Moore should know well enough to read one of these releases, right? It's a legal form. I mean, presumably he's going to read through this. But maybe he wanted that award so bad that he was willing to go ahead and sign the release.
And you were on the Colbert Report.
Yeah.
Did you read the entire release? Did it say that we might selectively edit to make fun of you and you can't sue us?
Well, I knew I was going to get made fun of. I was going along with it.
That wasn't the question.
I don't remember, Daryl. I honestly don't recall. That was a few years ago. Three or four years ago now at this point.
Right.
But to put Roy into your shoes, you knew what you were getting into.
I knew what I was
getting into. He thought he knew what he was getting into, so he probably didn't read it either.
Well, even if he did read it, he might have just been like, well, I mean, I want to get my award.
Yeah.
That the motivation of the self-aggrandizement for him was
And you wanted to get your face on the Colbert Report.
Well, actually, I didn't really care about that. In fact, my face barely appears in that particular report.
Yeah, I don't remember anything.
Just a brief moment. But I wanted to have the Robin Hooding activism get the publicity that they were going to give it, even though I knew it was going to be just, you know, a hilarious
lampooning
of it, which I was totally fine with, and we all went along with it. We knew what we were getting into, because we've got a sense of humor, and the libertarians who saw it, who got so butthurt about it, they were the ones accusing us of saying that, there were libertarians out there who were actually accusing us of destroying the liberty movement.
Yeah.
Yeah, that did it. That was the nail in the coffin. So I'm not mad at you guys, but at the same time, no. That was not a good choice.
You didn't like it?
I thought it was horrible.
Oh, I thought it was hilarious.
The only guy who came out looking good, I think, was the one of the council members.
Oh, okay.
Cuz he seemed like he was fighting for the man, and these crazy libertarians, you know, poisoning the wells and burning
the parking enforcer. He looking horrible.
It was the one council member who I can't stand. Out of all of those guys, is the council member that I couldn't stand the most, and he came out looking like like a saint. I was upset about that.
Well, I thought it was funny, and you know, you don't get to control the narrative when somebody else is, you know, writing the script.
Yep, this is true.
All right, hey, we got Sarah. She's on the line with us here in New Mexico. Sarah,
how's
go
the
ahead.
Traffic?
Oh, you know what? Today I just wanted to talk about me You know that.
You want to talk about you or meat?
Well, the Europeans refuse to buy our beef from America because it's got so much hormones. And the thing about it is, why are we eating this? Why? How come we need to straighten out our government? Because I got.
Are you an omnivore?
Well, I eat everything. Yes.
You do. Okay. Okay. So, you're saying, why are you eating it? Well, I mean, you're eating it, so why don't you answer your own question?
Well, it's the same question.
The thing about it is, the Europeans and the other countries refuse to buy our meat. It's a trade problem. Because they're saying, the Europeans are saying, okay, fine, you're going to put tariffs on our cars and all this stuff. We're just not going to buy your meat. We never liked your meat anyway.
Wait, are they not buying our meat because it's nasty or because of tariffs?
I think it's both right now. You know, they're bringing it up because we never liked your meat. We don't want to buy your meat, but you're putting tariffs on our stuff. Well, fine, you know, we're not going to buy it. But nobody wants our meat. So the thing is, why are we eating it? How come the American public is so stupid that we don't straighten out our government? We don't want this hormones because I can't hardly eat many of the meat.
How is government controlling the hormones in the meat?
Well, so you have to have money to buy like the hormone free meat, natural. They have these
the free range
fed,
stuff. Yeah,
it's
pretty expensive.
That's what I'm talking about.
So the hormones are ostensibly used to make the cows bigger, right?
Yes.
That's the idea?
Yes.
And it's the same thing they're doing with vegetables and fruit and other produce. Mm-hmm. It's the same thing.
Aren't the allegations that the hormones are making it so that kids develop sooner or something like that? I feel like I've heard that. Allegations.
Either that or turning them into girls, the dudes.
And turning the frogs gay.
And the frogs gay, right.
That's a bovine growth hormone that's got to do with the female cows with the female hormones to produce more milk. But there's other hormones that we don't know about.
Well, it sounds to me like, Sarah, that there's the solution is there. You already said there's the hormone-free beef that's available, so why don't you just go eat that?
She said she can't afford it.
Oh, well, then that's what the reason why the hormones exist is to bring the price of meat down so more people can afford more meat,
right,
I guess.
Or grow your own meat.
Or go vegetarian.
She can't do that in her Section 8 apartment.
Well,
good point.
Get out.
Thanks, Sarah, for the call tonight. We're out of time for tonight, but we'll be back tomorrow. You can join us online in the meantime over at freetalklive.com.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about down-home value. Made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They show pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. They put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue Diamond Gusset's got it. Others don't.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get Diamond Gusset jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com. That's Gusset.com. Or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond Gusset jeans got it. Others don't.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. See website for details.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat-screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text DO33 to 350350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over 1 million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text DO33 to 350350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's DO33 to 350350.